again, just because our culture development was geared for some mysteries, they do not happen for no reason. People who see some mysterious things or experience mysterious things in their lifetime, they believe that there were indicators of something, or such event, a tragic event, which involved life and death of one's relatives. Sometimes these were the indicators that such event or incident will occur amongst, will happen amongst the family groups. My mother have experienced such thing 3 times in her lifetime. What she saw is a ball of fire that moves on the horizon and disappeared into the ground. A ball of fire, she says. Blue, white in front, and the back end of it, it's red and look like a tail. When I asked her to describe me what it was, she used to say, I used to ask her in detail, was it out in the sky? Way out in the sky. She says, no. I said, how did you know it was not in the sky? And just because I know it's closed, because I know the lights touch me, because I see it on this side of the trees, on this side, another object on the ground where it's disappeared. I said, does it disappear and didn't come up again? She says, no, it didn't come up again. It just, like a blink of an eye, just disappeared. When I ask her if it hovers or stays up there a long time, only once is that she saw the light hung in the air. And then finally, like a blink of an eye, disappeared. So she believed in her own mind, this sign was an indication one of her relatives or close relatives would die. And she was usually right. She says within months, or within a year, my relatives will be dying. And she believed in her life this was true. In my mind, I questioned this thing and I tried to relate it to what we call the UFO sightings. Could it happen? Because my mother told me one time she saw such an object during the day when it was clear sky, and she says it moved on the horizon and it disappeared. And this was a long time ago. This was when she was only a young woman. She was married already, but she didn't have no children yet. And my mother died in 1973, and she lived to be 68 years old. And in her time, in her young days, there was no helicopters yet. And they could have been the weather balloons. I think the balloons, like balloons they used to use long time ago, they may have been existed. Could have been one of them have lost into the atmosphere and landed somewhere within Canada, her area, in Hudson Bay area. And that's where she saw this thing. When I asked her to describe it, she says it's just like a balloon. It transparent looked like. And even once, she saw it twice in her lifetime. And this particular one, she says, I could see the outline of the human being inside. I said, how? Does it stand or does it sit? She says, as if it sit and moving around. So I asked her how long did she saw it. She says, I saw it for a long time and it moves. And next time when I look, it disappeared. And this has happened to her just on the coast of Hudson Bay, formerly Winnisk community that has been destroyed by flood. And within 5 miles from the community, right at the mouth of the Winnisk River. She used to go there to set a net on a tide water, where the tide comes and goes. you know, to hang it on a tree and pick up the fish when the tide is out, when the water is low. So this is where she saw this object.